Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Shooting Up North, Instagram at Alliance PW Network, and feel free to join our Facebook group, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Okay, so as we know, Killer Kelly is coming in to Impact Wrestling. She's finally going to make her long-awaited, don't want to say debut. She's debuted some time ago, but her long-awaited return to Impact Wrestling. Actually, they did an interview with Killer Kelly, and she said that she was actually under contract, has been under contract with Impact Wrestling since 2020, but due to COVID and other things, her health issues, she wasn't able to make her official debut as part of the Impact Wrestling roster. But that's all going to change now. As we know, Killer Kelly is coming to Impact Wrestling to make her official debut as part of the Impact Wrestling roster. And I couldn't be more excited. Killer Kelly, an extremely, extremely talented individual. Very, very happy to see her in Impact Wrestling. And there's actually one opponent right now that I think she could have a absolutely fantastic feud with. And I'm not saying let's have them have a feud immediately, but there's one talent right now in Impact Wrestling that I think Killer Kelly and this talent, I'm going to name her in a second, this talent can have an absolutely, I don't want to say legendary feud, but an absolutely fantastic, fantastic feud. The type of feud where fans want to see them wrestle over and over again. Okay, and that person, that talent that I'm talking about is Masha Slamovich. I think Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovich, they could have the next great feud for Impact Wrestling. They could have, like I said, they could have such a fantastic feud. Both are such incredible talents. Their feud, I think they potentially could have matches, like I said, that everybody's going to want to see, that everyone's going to want to see over and over and over again. And I think this could be the next great feud for Impact Wrestling. And I have an idea. This is my idea. My idea would be this, right? Masha Slamovich running right over the competition. And Masha Slamovich is just an absolutely amazing talent. Absolutely amazing talent. If you watch her on Impact Wrestling, you know, and she's running right over the competition. But if you watch her, if you haven't seen her matches on the indie scene, I suggest that you watch her matches on the indie scene, because she can go, and she's an incredible talent, as is Killer Kelly. But anyway, Masha Slamovich running over the competition. I say let Killer Kelly run over the competition as well. I say book Killer Kelly basically the same way you're booking Masha Slamovich. Now, this is just my idea. The same way you're booking Masha Slamovich. Have Killer Kelly tap people out. Have Killer Kelly run right over the competition. And a few months down the road, when they're both undefeated, they're both just taking everybody out, running over the competition, let them both claim to be the number one contender to the Impact Wrestling Knockouts title. And then they have to meet one-on-one to determine who the number one contender is for the Impact Wrestling Knockouts title. I would say even have a best 2 out of 3 series of matches between the two. Both are in great talents. I'm so excited that Killer Kelly's coming into Impact Wrestling. I'm so excited that Masha Slamovich is part of the Impact Wrestling roster as well. And, you know, I kind of think we've only touched the tip of the iceberg. We've only touched the tip of the iceberg with Masha Slamovich and what she's capable of doing. And now you bring in Killer Kelly, and these two have the potential to have a great freaking feud. If they do it right, if Impact Wrestling does it right, they have the potential to have such an incredible feud. I would love to see them have like a 2 out of 3 series of matches to determine the number one contender. You know, each wins one match and then have one win, of course, the third match in controversial fashion. You know, it could have gone either way. And then whoever wins goes on to win the Knockouts title and then defends the title against either Killer Kelly or Masha Slamovich, whoever wins the series of matches. You know, and to just have them wrestle for the Knockouts title, you know, wherever they go. I mean, it could be a match that everybody's going to want to see, Right. And they, again, they have an opportunity to, if they build Killer Kelly up right, you know, Killer Kelly, incredible talent. If they push her right, we can have a golden feud between Masha Slamovich and Killer Kelly. You know, and I'm just thinking about, you know, pushing Killer Kelly as a killer, right? And have her running over the competition, much like Masha Slamovich, and a few months down the road, setting up a best 2 out of 3 series of matches between the two to determine who the number one contender is. That would be exciting stuff. That would be exciting stuff. And that's how I would book Killer Kelly. But who knows? But regardless of how they book Killer Kelly, I do hope we do see her against Masha Slamovich down the road, because that's going to be just a tremendous, tremendous matchup. You know, whoever Killer Kelly goes up against will be a great one. But I'm just thinking Masha Slamovich, Killer Kelly. I would say put them on a collision course. Put them on a collision course, build them up, put them on a collision course. We would have a very, very special match between those two. Very, very special match between those two. So I'm hoping that, somebody from Impact Wrestling is listening to me right now. Because that gets me excited. I was thinking about this for a bit, and that gets me excited. The potential of Masha Slamovich one-on-one against Killer Kelly. You know, again, it could be just a magical moment for Impact Wrestling. And again, people are going to want to see that match over and over again. In my opinion, of course. So hopefully down the road we'll see Masha Slamovich. I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll get it eventually. Slamovich against Killer Kelly. But let's Killer Kelly come in. Let her get her feet wet. Let her run over a few opponents. Let her get a few wins under her belt. And like I said, a few months down the road, I'm hoping we see a Killer Kelly Masha Slamovich feud break out, a collision course. Again, I'm just, when I think about a potential, they both claim to be the number one contender, and you know, a 2 out of 3 series of matches between the two, I think would just be amazing. Just be amazing. So hopefully we'll get something like that down the road. So I'll keep my fingers crossed. Even if it's not a best 2 out of 3, I hope they Impact Wrestling realizes that these are two young, fresh, incredible talents that they have, you know, and down the road we could set them up for a collision course. So hopefully Impact Wrestling will do that, and we'll see that in a few months down the road. But until then, you know, let's just enjoy Masha Slamovich taking on Tennille Dashwood. Actually, I'm going to run down the matches that are coming up this Thursday. I know Slamovich is taking on Tennille Dashwood. There are other matches, but I'm going to run down the matches shortly. And let's see what Killer Kelly. I'm not sure when Killer Kelly's making her debut. Hopefully, in Emergence, we'll see Killer Kelly. I'm very excited at the prospect of seeing what Killer Kelly can do. And I know she's going to be highly successful. She's a great, great talent. And we'll keep our eyes on both Slamovich and Killer Kelly. And hopefully, like I said, down the road, we'll see them lock horns, have a collision course, and determine who the number one contender is for the Knockouts title. I have no doubt that one of them or both of them will eventually become the Knockouts champion. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. And because eventually we're going to see Slamovich against Killer Kelly. And that gets me again. That gets me very excited. Okay, so Kushida. Kushida is making his Impact Wrestling debut. Haven't spoke about Kushida. Big fan of Kushida. Loved him in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Then he went to the WWE. And yeah, he had some success there. I think he was the Cruiserweight champion, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe the NXT North America. I'm not sure what belt. I know he held the title in NXT. But then when Triple H, he stopped calling the shots. then they turned him into a comedy thing. They turned him into a comedy bit with I forget the other Asian wrestler his name, but I think they were called Jacket Time, you know. And it was just a comic relief. And then that's not Kushida. That's not Kushida. I watched a bit of it and wasn't a fan of it, and I don't think Kushida was a fan of it either, because when his contract was up, he left, went back to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He had a few great matches so far. They've been tag team matches, but he seems to be comfortable back in and happy to be back in New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm glad he's back in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he said that he's going to be in New Japan Pro Wrestling for the remainder of his career, which is great. But now he's going to be making his Impact Wrestling debut. Impact Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, with their working relationship. Kushida has a lot of history with Scott D'Amore. So Kushida making his Impact Wrestling debut at Derby City Rumble this weekend, Friday and Saturday. He's going to be on both shows, from what I understand. And they announced his first opponents, his debut opponents. It's going to be Friday, July 15th. Derby City Rumble taking place in Kentucky, big crowd, nice loud crowd. So we should get a nice pop for Kushida. He's going a one-on-one with Rich Swann, and that should be an absolutely amazing match, an absolutely incredible match. Rich Swann against Kushida. Really looking forward to that one. And I'm sure that's not going to be the only Kushida match. Kushida, in case you don't know, with Alex Shelley, he teamed with Alex Shelley, New Japan Pro Wrestling, as the Time Splitters. They were a very successful, very popular tag team in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Alex Shelley is going one-on-one with Chris Sabin during the Derby City Rumble. So who knows? Maybe we'll see Kushida and Alex Shelley reunite as the Time Splitters. I'm thinking, you know, the Good Brothers. This is probably the last Good Brothers TV taping, Impact Wrestling TV taping that they're going to be on. I don't think they're coming back. We could very well see Kushida and Alex Shelley dethrone the Good Brothers to become the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions. I'd be for that. I'm sure we'll see more of Kushida. It's just not going to be a one-off thing, because I know, like I said, he's got a lot of history with Scott D'Amore and Border City Wrestling, so I think we might be seeing a lot more of Kushida. So I wouldn't be surprised if Alex Shelley and Kushida, the Time Splitters, win the Impact Wrestling Knockouts. What am I talking about? The Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Championship. Hopefully I didn't say Knockouts before, but I don't think I did. But anyway, I'm still thinking of Slamovic and Killer Kelly. But I wouldn't be surprised if Kushida and Alex Shelley become the new Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions. But we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, Rich Swann and Kushida, they're going to tear the house down. This is their Kentucky is normally a loud crowd, and they're going to be on their feet chanting, "This is awesome. This is awesome," for this match, very much. So I'm really looking forward to this one, Rich Swann. You know, cause I was thinking Kushida's coming in, and I was thinking, oh, they're probably going to put him up immediately against Speedball Mike Bailey. They could very well do that. They could do that on Saturday. We could see Kushida challenge Mike Bailey for the X Division Championship. That very well could happen as well. But I'm I was very pleased to see it was Rich Swann, because Rich Swann and Kushida, they match up well. And I'm not sure if they met. No, they did. I don't think they met in NXT. But anyway, they match up well. And like I said, they're going to tear the house down. They are going to just tear the house down. Expect This Is Awesome chants throughout this entire match. So I'm very excited, Kushida. I'm looking forward to hearing or seeing some more matches to be announced for the Derby City Rumble. As I said, I do know it's Alex Shelley against Chris Sabin, Motor City Machine Guns facing against going one-on-one against each other. Should be a great one between the two, Shelley and Sabin. But Kushida and Rich Swann, I'm going to say it again, they're going to tear the house down. Absolutely tear the house down. Very excited at this match. I'm very excited that Kushida is going to be making his Impact Wrestling debut. And like I said, we very well could see him against Mike Bailey for the X Division Championship on the following evening. Or like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Kushida teams with Alex Shelley to reunite the Time Splitters and to go after the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team titles. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very exciting two nights of TV tapings at the Derby City Rumble. Looking forward to that. And last but not least, we have on July 14th episode of Impact Wrestling, we have an absolutely killer show of professional wrestling. Absolutely killer show. Here are the matches that have been here are all the matches, the full card for Impact on Access TV on July 14th. Mickie James against Chelsea Green. That's going to be a great one. Violent by Design versus the Motor City Machine Guns and Josh Alexander. My goodness, that's going to be a terrific, terrific match. Well, here's one that's not going to be so great. Bhupinder Singh against Johnny Swinger. Excuse me. They have here Bhupinder Singh, but it's Bhupinder Gujar. So I said Singh because that's what it says here, but it's Bhupinder Gujar against Johnny Swinger. I'm reading this from Fightful.com. We have Tennille Dashwood against Masha Slamovic. Should be an interesting match. I think Slamovic is going to win rather quickly in that one. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary look for Havoc. Hopefully they find Havoc. This one should be interesting. Steve Macklin against James Storm. That should be an excellent match as well. And then the Bullet Club taking on Honor No More. So the Bullet Club, I believe it's the Good Brothers, Ace Austin and Chris Bay taking on members of Honor No More. So that should be a great one as well. So we got a great, great card of Impact Wrestling on July 14th, Impact on Access TV. Maybe I should start reviewing the shows. What do you think, guys? Maybe I should start reviewing the shows. I don't know if I'm going to start this weekend. I'm going to start reviewing the shows. I don't know if I'm going to start with the July 14th or I might start with the Derby City Rumble. So we'll see. But I will start reviewing Impact on Access TV. I will get that going. I will get that going. And that's it. That's it for now. So I just want to go over a few things, give you my thoughts on Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovic. And my thoughts on Kushida. Can't wait for Kushida. Kushida, Rich Swann, going to just tear the house down. I can say that all night, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And looking forward to Impact on Access TV this Thursday. All right, so we're going to leave it at that. Anything else breaks, I'll be back. But until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.